Welcome to The Voiceover with your host, Dee Foster III, where we discuss relevant topics that affect the culture with bold, independent commentary. Get ready to be inspired, enlightened, and encouraged.
One, I want to say welcome to The Voiceover Net podcast. I'm your host, Dee Foster III. Whew, we got a lot to get into. But before we do, I want to say thank you. Like this, share it, follow, subscribe. Thank you so much for all of your support, and I appreciate you. Listen, real quick, our housekeeping announcements, reminder, every Sunday morning, right here on WPBMediaNetworks.com, you can join the Voice of Hope Connection. That's right. It's just an inspirational word I give every week, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here live. If you look at the replay, whatever you do, like it, share it, and we appreciate your support. And immediately following that, we have the Voice of Healing Community Prayer Call, the Voice of Healing Community Prayer Call, where for 15 minutes or so, we just get on and let the healing flow, let the love flow, let the divine energy flow. And so you are welcome. That number is on the screen. If you want to be a part, you don't have to say anything. And also there's information if you want us to mention or to be in agreement with a particular prayer request. Also, don't forget the Voice Over There podcast every Friday, right here, every Friday. But the great thing is you can watch, you can look at the replay. It's streaming www.wpbmedianetworks.com. And a shout out to the owner and operator of WPB Media, Minister April, J. April Hall. We appreciate her so much, this media mogul who gives opportunities for voices to be heard. Listen, we need your support. Email us at thevoiceovertheglobe@gmail.com, thevoiceovertheglobe@gmail.com. Y'all, this is what we do. This is what we do. We spend our time show prepping to bring you, yes, relevant, like we're going to do today, information, but to bring a spiritual aspect. That's my job, to bring a spiritual, talk about the relevance, talk about what's going on in the culture. But at the end of the day, we're going to make sure that there's a spiritual connection because everything is spiritual. I have some people to say, you're so spiritual. Absolutely, positively right. I'm a spirit being on this physical journey. Ain't that what y'all say? How y'all say it? I can't remember those words. All right. Now, you know, I promised that we were going to do, we're still in our series, the current and future state, right? We've done politics. And for the last couple of weeks, we've been in media. Now, I promised you last week that, and I haven't had my hair cut since the last time, but I'll have it by next week. I promised I was going to do the current and future state of the church, right? And I needed you to agree with me for a guest. I called a guest, the guest agreed, but I try to stay relevant on this show. And things are happening so quickly. You know, we just went through a partial lunar eclipse. And I mean, things went off the rail, the bridge, and our prayers go out to those who are connected. And just in general, the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed in Baltimore. Just tragedy. And then there was the raid on P. Diddy. And that's going to unfold. So now, why did I wait to do the church? Because some kind of way, because the feds have raided, and it's never to make merchandise out of people, because they are human beings after all, and they have families, right? Innocent families. But I want to see how, because my sources say that some kind of way, as the Fed continues in their investigation, allegedly, and people begin to make deals, or even if they don't make deals, are questioned, that this is going to lead back to the church somehow. That's allegedly the information. I got the information, but allegedly this is going to happen. So I'm waiting to see how this unfolds before we do the church. And if it doesn't, praise God. Hopefully it won't. But again, this is independent media. This is a platform. Independent, where we've been given a voice to go deep. That's why Pluto is in Aquarius, about to go into Capricorn, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Did I tell you to share this? So today I want to continue, because since we met, I'm exonerated again, because I be trying to tell y'all what's going on this channel. I'd be trying to tell you in advance what's happening in the culture. And since we've talked, I've got to go back to the current and future state of media. In today's discussion, part three, if you don't own in the media, you ain't grown. That's right. If you don't own your voice in mainstream media, then you are not grown. What am I talking about? I'm sure you heard it. I'm sure, unless you've been under the rock, that you heard, I believe it was on last Friday, that Candace Owens, you know Candace Owens, a very conservative, backed Donald Trump, very conservative about her views, married a Caucasian, and I'm not judging any of that. I'm just kind of giving it very controversial, very strongly opinionated. I love that part about her. Well, she makes her departure from probably one of the most influential internet news networks, The Daily Wire. And I mentioned this on another channel and I just briefly hit it, but today I'm gonna go into it. And this backs what I've been telling y'all for the last 3 weeks with media, that mainstream media has an agenda. And if you do not read the script, you are out of there. So she makes a departure from The Daily Wire. Now, I'm going to bring a spiritual connotation to this, but everybody has their reason why. But I have another thought that I'll get to in just a few minutes. Tucker Carlson. So we see this great departure. So we have to ask the question, is there a mass departure from mainstream media? When I say mainstream media, I'm talking about the main cable news networks, the main NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, all of those, the mainstream ESPN. We've seen a shakeup there for several years. Something is happening. Something is happening. And I believe it's a spiritual at the root, but I'll get to that in just a few minutes. I want you to like, share, follow this. Candace Owens from The Daily Wire. We see this breakaway, right? We see Tucker Carlson, who was probably one of the most prominent, as I've said on this show, voices in Fox. He breaks away and grows because he's internet, the Tucker Carlson network. He finally owns his own voice. Okay. So we see Don Lemon last year break away from CNN. I think that was more by default, but still. We're not sure where Don is going to land yet. And then of late, and there are others, but I want to talk about what's trending, what most people know. Then there is Candace Owens, who I think joined The Daily Wire in around 2021. And there has been this rift between her and co-founder Ben Shapiro, which is Jewish. Now, you know, since October, there's been the Hamas, the Israeli conflict. And again, one of the things I love about Candace is whether you like her politics, and I do not mostly agree with her politics, though Candace was on, listen, y'all, and I wish I could have a conversation with Candace. Don't ever go back on The Breakfast Club. She wore, in my opinion, those three hosts out. She came on their show and schooled the host. Now, make that make sense. And start talking, because I don't, and again, this is not a black or white thing. This is a preference. I don't look at The Breakfast Club. It does nothing for me. I think it's slanted urban. Yes, slanted, in my opinion, it's slanted urban news. And then when are we going to hear, and again, about DJ Envy's alleged Ponzi scheme? You have, and again, it's still going through the process. And what we have to get out of is supporting people just because of race. It's not about race. Is right and it is right and wrong. And that's not in my opinion. That's the facts. And that's why people are turning away from, in my opinion, from mainstream media, because we just can never get to the facts. Even with the P. Diddy rate. Okay, I watched Good Morning America. Now, of course, all the channels, that raid happened on the same day. that the bridge collapsed, or the raid happened in the middle of the night. And so they were kind of synonymous. All the major networks just had the bridge collapse, which is devastating, which should be covered. But you're talking about the biggest music mogul in probably the entertainment industry gets his house, and you bring that news on around, I watched the 7 o'clock edition of Good Morning. So it must have been around 7:35. It comes on 7:35. It wasn't a headliner. And I've been in media long enough to understand what's the headliner is going to come on before the first commercial break around 7:15 or 7:20. So by this time, nobody's watching. Okay. All right. But again, I'm exonerated because all of this goes back to mainstream having, in my opinion, an agenda. And if, like Candace, like Tucker, and like a few others, you don't keep the agenda, then you're out. That's why this episode is, if you don't own your voice, don't own your truth in media, you ain't grown. That's right. If you don't own, you ain't grown. So here's the question. Are we seeing a move from dying or let me say, dead mainstream media to a more free style independent media where, watch this, journalists and commentators like myself can bring truth, watch this, as well as their personality to their audience. Because you certainly can't do that in mainstream. You can't bring truth, in my opinion, and you definitely can't bring your personality. So now, what is this all about? What is this? Because I'm trying to uncover the truth about mainstream. So we won't believe the smoke screen. The collapse of the bridge. There's a reason it collapsed. What are we not being told yet? Maybe it's early, but we'll talk about it. And because, like I said, mainstream has an agenda. Believe it. And if you don't believe it, depart from the script. So what do I mean? You say defaults to three. What do you mean by truth and personality? When you are independent media, you can bring truth and personality. Well, now, let me read this, and I will comment on what I mean by bringing personality and truth. This is from the Washington Post on the 22nd of March, and it reads, prominent prominent right-wing commentator Candace Owens says, left the Daily Wire, the website site founded by a conservative commentator, understand that, Ben Shapiro, who is Jewish, after months of promoting anti-Semitic ideas. Now, this is the buzz. This is what the populace is saying why. I'm not saying this is not a part, but I can tell you, this didn't start the fight, okay? This may have ended the fight. In a statement posted to social media, wait a minute, come back page. Come back. In a statement posted to social media last Friday morning, Daily Wire CEO Jeremy Boring said the company and the pundit, interesting, have ended their relationships. Then Candace posts on X, the rumors are true. I am finally free. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Now, do we think we will see Candace going to the abyss? No. Will she disappear totally? No. I think she'll come back and, like Tucker, even come back stronger and more freer and more controversial and have more of her personality and gain more followers. She's got 4 million on X. Uh-huh. The rumors are true. I'm finally free. You got too grown for the home. You ever heard him say there's only room for one cook in the kitchen? Candace, get your own kitchen. Owen said in her post, the details of Owen's exit weren't immediately clear, but it follows increased tension over anti-Semitic rhetoric that pitted Owens against Shapiro, who is Jewish, and the rest of the site's more, watch this, more mainline conservative figures. More mainline. We have an agenda. We have in a direction. We are a network. And so that's from the Washington Post on the 22nd of March. So again, Candace Owens leaves the Daily Wire. Now, prior to reading this, I asked a question. Are we seeing a move from dying, dead mainstream media to a more freestyle, independent media with where commentators and journalists can bring their truth, the truth that they've investigated and found to be true, truth to express their opinions? That's what we do as commentators. We're on here in UVU to hear our opinions, right? But you can't give your opinion on networks. So is there a move away from mainstream where we can bring our opinions and our personality and our truth to our audience? Because the personality drives the show. You can say what you want to. I mean, they just happen to be on a major platform. I promise you, and I have to look it up, but I can almost promise you that the viewership of the Daily Wire dropped since Candace left. She bought a personality. She bought her truth. But the problem is she did not own the kitchen that she was cooking in. And she had to cook according to the ingredients laid out by the chief chef. So what do I mean by truth in their personality? If you read most of the reports and listen to what most of the journalists and even bloggers, and shout out to the bloggers, shout out to those who are on YouTube doing the work, shout out to those who are, I mean, this is where we get most of our accurate. I'm not saying they are not frauds on YouTube, but the bloggers, we really put in the work. And that's why we need your support. And the ones who don't put in the work, they're not surviving. But it's us who are doing the footwork. We don't just hop in front of a camera to be seen. No, you got to make sure your facts are right, that your sources are quoted, your source of information is quoted. And when you say something, it's pretty much factual, unless it's your opinion. So this is work. That's why we need your support. This is work. It's fun, but it's work. So if you read most of the reports about Candace, and I'm doing this because I'm talking about the collapse of the mainstream media, and it's every week I bring you proof that it's happening, and it's going to continue to happen because they've not really been true. They've not been honest. They've not kept it real because there's an agenda. I'll get to that in a minute. If you read most of the reports and listen to most journalists and bloggers saying, it's the fact that Candace and Jewish co-owner Ben Shapiro have been going back and forth about the Hamas and Israeli war. And so everybody is making it that. If you look on internet, if you read even in this article I read, it's about the war. Now, here's the thing. Allegedly, over her promotion of various anti-Semitic what they call conspiracy theories, right? According to Mediaite, M-E-D-I-A-I-T-E, it says, since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attacks on Israeli civilians, now listen to this, this is by Mediaite, that's my source on this. It says, Owens has been increasingly critical of Israel's military response in Gaza. She says, no government anywhere has a right to commit a genocide ever. Okay? That's Candace's opinion. Well, it didn't go over well with Ben Shapiro, right? Co-owner who is Jewish. Now, I'm not denying that that statement wasn't the nail in her coffin, but that one nail was not the beginning of building that coffin. That's what I am saying. I am refuting the fact, yes, my opinion, that that entire statement would end her career alone at the Daily Wire. And I believe if we could have Ben Shapiro or Candace on and sit down and have a conversation, that there had been tension even before the war. He said, how you know that? Just wait, I'm gonna get there. I did read in the Washington Post that Candace's statements about the war were going against, and I'm summarizing it now because I don't have the article pulled up, the mainstream ideology of the Daily Wire. Agenda. And we know that this war, in many ways, has the country divided. We already know that. So I'm not doubting that this wasn't the nail that sealed it, but it's not the first nail that started building it. Having said that, I want you to come close, because here on the Wake Up Now podcast, the Voice Over Now podcast, we don't tell you how to think. We just push you to think. Jar your memory. Think for yourself. Get out of the matrix. Get out of the maze. I think it's bigger than that. I think it's been going longer than that, whether we've known it or not. And having said that, I do believe that Candace's departure from one of the largest internet agencies was because of the disagreement of the war? No. I don't believe it. That was the final nail. In my opinion, it goes back to something that I said in part one of this series of the current and future of the media and entertainment industry. It goes back into who owns networks. See, the Daily Wire, though it was on the internet, is a network. Now, let me read something to go back to what I said in part one, when I talked about ownership, agendas, the politics of media companies. Say what you want. Candace worked for a media corporation. It was stated right there in the article. The vast majority of broadcast and basic cable networks, over 100 in all, are controlled by 7 corporations. Fox Corporation, Walt Disney Company, National, which includes the ABC, ESPN, FX, all the Disney brands, National Amusements, which owns Paramount Global, Comcast, which owns, I want y'all to trace, I want you to put the dots together, which Comcast, which owns NBCU Universal, Warner Brothers, Discovery, the W.E. Scripps Company, Cablevision, now known as Altice, A-L-T-I-C-E, U.S. Those are the major media-owned companies. Now, I didn't say the Daily Wire was on. I'm making a point. Did you notice a connection with all the brands I just named? That the majority of them are connected to the film industry, these networks, and Hollywood. And therefore, we can assume they have, now I'm putting the Daily Wire, a position that they desire to go in because they are a network. If you turn on Fox, you know they position. And all of their commentators, but they're really not commentators, they're script readers, have to take that position. If you turn on MSNBC, there is a position. Now, the Daily Wire has, is it obvious? You can look it up on the internet, a position. And if you want to remain there, you have to go in the flow of their position, whether that is your truth, and you have to fit into their kind of personality. Right? That's why they got rid of Tucker on Fox and start talking about he was doing conspiracy, because that's the new, anytime you veer from the script, it is a conspiracy. So these networks, and I read all of that to show you the anatomy of a network. They have positions. They have political positions. They have to please advertisers, even if they're on the internet. And it's about the money, and not necessarily, I didn't say all, in my opinion, about the truth. But it's about maintaining advertisers. I worked at a media company, and there's certain things, though true, you cannot say, because the big advertisers would pull their ads, and that's how they make their money. So it's not about revealing the truth all the time. And this is what I've been trying to show you for the last couple of weeks. Not all, but most. Mainstream. And that's why there's a move away from it, in my opinion. Because people are waking up and not so willing to read the script. So as I said before, today's mainstream media is not as much about truth as it is about, in my opinion, protecting advertising dollars. So with the issue, say, with a Tucker and a Candace, when you found your own voice, that's the part I want to get to. That's the spiritual part. That's the great awakening. People are finding their own voice. That's why all of those who have been victimized are now coming out in Hollywood, in the entertainment industry. And we're going to really talk about that, because there's an awakening and people are finding their own voice. The problem, I think, without intimate details, but what I viewed and what I saw with Candace in the Daily Wire is she found her voice. Tucker found her voice. Don just went off script. That's the difference. Just went off script, in my opinion. Found their voice. And when you find your voice, you reveal your level of intelligence, your dimension of truth, and your opinion. No script warranted. But the problem is with that, when you don't own the platform that you discover your voice on. And that's fine. That's fine. That when you don't own the platform and you find your voice, that's the issue. So the issue I see with Candace is she didn't know how to read and buy into the script. Case in point. She found her voice, but she didn't know how to read and buy into the script. See, now let me break this down real quick. There's a difference between a network and a platform. When you're on a network, per se, unless you have a partnership, a network is responsible for all of the content. A network, you are paid a salary, and pretty much you are given a script, and you agree upon being hired to abide by that script. And you can be let go, which I believe it was Candace, if you decide not to abide or feed into the script. Right? Networks. But then there's platforms. Now, I know this is, for instance, WPB Media Networks, but I consider, though it's network, in that it's networking media and personalities, it's more of a platform. Because on a platform, the platform, like a X, is not responsible for your content. A platform doesn't dictate your speech. A platform, as long as you stay in the guidelines of the general guidelines of the platform, there's no control over your opinions and over your voice. So you pretty much own. Now, I believe even certain platforms are moving into more, as I said, like TikTok, being restricted. But that's the difference. When you have a platform like I have here, you can own your own voice. And to summarize today's Voice Over Net podcast, I think we're moving away from networks because spiritually we are waking up and finding out who we are. We're discovering truth. This is the age of truth. People call it the year of reckoning, but it's the age of truth. That's what reckoning is, getting to the bottom of it. And people are realizing I have a voice and I have an opinion. And I'm going to use my voice. And I'm going to use my opinion. Now, it's more work. You have to be more diligent. You've got to build your following. But as I always say, the real ones don't care as much about the bells and the whistles as they do about the content. The bells and whistles will come. Build. Develop the content and the bells and whistles and the support will come. Yo, I'm just getting started on the Voice Over Net podcast. I want to hear from you. Write, email thevoiceovertheglobe@gmail.com. Yes, we do need your support. We do need your support. We're trying to build a platform. We need equipment. We need everything. We have to pay for certain things. We need your support. Am I asking? Yes, I'm asking. I'm not begging. I'm asking. If you find value in what you get every week, and we're coming back because we got to talk about some things. Some major stuff has gone on. Some major things are being uncovered. Pluto is discovering. And if you've been following me at any, I said this is going to be a year of deep discovery. Well, some things we're going to have our mouth open like, believe it. I'm D Foster 3 on behalf of the Voice Over Now podcast and team. Thank you so much. Don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe so you know when we upload brand new content. If not before, I'll check you out Sunday morning. Don't forget the Voice of Hope Connection right here, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then the Voice of Healing Prayer Community call, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. You are welcome. Thank you so much. And until the next Voice of an Air podcast, you have a voice. Keep lifting it. Peace.
Thank you for being a part of The Voiceover. Please follow us on all of our social media platforms to stay connected to our upcoming shows and guests. Instagram at The Voiceover Radio. Twitter at DPropheticEye. That's the letter D, prophetic, EYE. If this show has enriched you in any way, please share The Voiceover among your circle. Until next time, keep allowing your voice to be heard.